Hey there, welcome back to another episode in the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Reicher, and today I'm talking about one of my favorite topics ever, online courses. Whether you've been stuck on the sidelines waiting for the right time to create and launch your first online course, or struggling to generate the life-changing results you've been hoping for, this episode can be the turning point you've been waiting for. But before we start, I want to let you know about a special masterclass I'm hosting on November 16th, so right this week when this episode is coming out, and I'd love to see you at this free event. Because right now is the perfect time to dive in and create your first online course so you can launch it with a bang in January. Prime time to launch anything in the yoga, fitness, wellness, health industry. Thanks to those New Year resolutions, this is when people are looking for help, for support, for solutions to their problems. Okay, so here's what you'll learn in this free live training. How to finally create your online course the super quick and easy way and bring in sales in January, the best month of the year to launch a program. Why starting small might be the best way forward and how to pick the right idea for your course. Why the tech shouldn't be the thing that is holding you back. So in fact, I'll share my favorite resources and tools I use and recommend. And then I'll talk you through my step-by-step roadmap to create and launch your first online course the easy way. You'll leave this event fully updated on what it takes to create and sell an online course. Even if you have no email list and are starting from scratch. And of course, I'll also have time to answer all your questions. So to sign up, simply go to susannareicher.com/masterclass. That's susannareicher.com/masterclass. And now let's get into it. So here's your 6-week roadmap to launch your first online course. Of course, you don't have to launch anything in just 6 weeks. If that doesn't really work for you, you can also take longer, but it's totally possible. So my step-by-step action plan will guide you every step of the way to create and sell your first online course, even when starting from scratch. So follow these steps and yeah, in just 6 weeks, in the middle of January, you could have your first online course up and running. How does that sound, right? So the first step in week one is to map out your online course. You start with brainstorming and coming up with your online course idea. That's the first step. So reflect on your skills, passions, and what your potential students really need. What problem can you help them solve? What unique value can you bring to the table? And think beyond just information delivery. So how can your course spark a transformation in your students? And then once you've got your idea, it's time to validate it. You wouldn't want to build a beautiful sandcastle just to see it washed away, right? So the same goes for your course. Make sure people actually want what you're offering. So I want you to engage with your audience, run surveys, throw out a social media poll, maybe do a free training. So get that feedback and fine-tune your course idea. And then come up with a name for your course and determine the perfect price point. And that's week one. Week two is all about building anticipation and setting the stage for your course launch. Plan your content calendar. This is essential. Like having this content, I call it like the content pre-launch push. This is your roadmap to success, to have a successful launch. So create a 4-week content calendar that not only primes your audience for the big launch, but also provides them with valuable insights. So you're basically already using your content to answer questions about the program, to address limiting beliefs people might have, and also to create, build some product awareness. So the more often you can talk about your upcoming course, the better, because then people, they will be prepared, and it's not like you're suddenly sending out an email, here's my course, buy it, and they're going to be like, ooh, whoa, what is this, right? So you need to build up to that, and that's what you do with the content that you share in the weeks leading up to your launch. So what I recommend is that you write 4 pillar blog posts or create like pillar podcast episodes that will stand the test of time, driving traffic to your site for years to come, but also really lead up to your launch, right? And then you publish them week by week in the week leading up to your launch. And then, of course, don't forget to repurpose and promote that content across social media platforms. Really put yourself out there. It's all about building that buzz. Week 3 is where the real magic happens. It's outlining your course curriculum. So get your creative juices flowing and then sketch out your course modules and lessons. This can take a while, right? I want you to really use the week to do that. And yeah, imagine the journey your students will take. And you can also prepare your course lesson slide decks in this week, create a course workbook, or create the template basically to fill it up later on when you're really diving into creating like the single lessons and everything. So this is like creating like the big overview. What are you going to teach? How are you going to get your students from point A to point B? How are you going to be able to ensure that they get results, that they get a transformation? And also, what do you maybe have to take out? Like really look at that curriculum. Very often, especially when we're just getting started, we want to put too much in our course. It's a very common mistake. I've been there. I've seen my students doing that because we think that makes it more valuable. That's not true, because your students, they want a roadmap. They want a fast track to results. So it's always like coming back to what's the promise of your course really? What are the results and how can you get your students there as fast as possible? Okay, moving on to week 4. This is where you bring your course to life. You need to decide here on how you're going to deliver your course. So for example, are you going to go live once per week? Are you going to give them access to pre-recorded lessons? Is it just like audio files? How are you going to deliver your course? How many lessons? Do you want to add workbooks or cheat sheets, etc.? But I don't want you to create the full course yet. It's not possible in 1 week, right? And it's not necessary because you're going to pre-sell it. This means that you sell it, you get your first paying students, and then you create the content and trip it out week by week. So for example, when you have 6 modules, you can give your students access to a new module every week for 6 weeks. I've been pre-selling my courses for years now, and I can't imagine doing it differently. This is the ultimate validation of your course idea. If nobody's buying it, you didn't waste any time creating it. And I've actually been there one time. I pre-sold a new course idea, did a masterclass, and I didn't get the number of sales that I set as my minimum goal. So I decided, okay, it's not the right time. It might not be what my audience is really interested in. I'm not going to create it. So I simply gave my students the money back, the people who bought. So I refunded them. And then I told them, I'm sorry, it's not happening, right? So here's the money back. I think I also gave them access to something else, just like, you know, make them feel good. So you can go dive in here instead. And yeah, and then I moved on. And that was the right decision. And on the other hand, right, when you pre-sell it and you have paying students, this is like the ultimate incentive to actually finish it. Because that's also what happens, that like I think the majority of online courses probably sit somewhere on a digital shelf gathering dust because they've never been finished. They've never been created. And that's really sad because of course you want to create your course to get your students results, right? So pre-sell it. But why you don't have to create the full course, right? I still recommend that you have the content for the first module ready, so you know how long it'll take you and what to expect, like how you're going to record it, how you're going to edit it. So do that, right? So you know what to expect and you don't end up over-promising your students things that then you're not going to be able to deliver. I want you to feel confident selling it and having a plan like, okay, module, you're going to get access like week by week, or maybe it's every 2 weeks. It really depends on your content and what you're teaching, right? So having a plan here is really better, so you know what to expect. Okay, that's week four. And week five is all about setting the stage for your course to shine. So you choose your course platform and set up your content. So for example, I've been using Teachable since I started and I highly recommend the platform. I love them. But there are other options. So for example, Kajabi, Thinkific, Moments, Hey Marvelous, Kartra. There are so many now. So do your research, but don't get lost here. In the end, it's not the most important decision. Your students, they probably won't care what platform you're using, right? They just care about the results. And then once that's in place, turn your attention to the sales page. Make it irresistible. And don't forget the community aspect. So set up, for example, a student-only Facebook group or a Telegram channel. How are you going to support your students? Craft an onboarding email sequence, those things. And then finally, we have week number six, which is launch week. This is the culmination of all your hard work. So get your step-by-step launch plan in place, draft your launch emails, create your launch social media posts, and you can do a free challenge. You can just do some lives on social media. You can do a free masterclass, whatever works for you and your content. It's showtime, right? Put it out there. It's time to sell it. And that's it. That's how you can create and launch your online course in 6 weeks. I know it sounds like a whirlwind, but trust the process, right? Take it 1 week at a time. And before you know it, you'll be hitting that launch button with confidence. And it's just the start, that first launch. Right? So you're going to launch it again and again. When you've done that, when you're here, you've created an asset that you can sell again and again. Of course, now you have to deliver it week by week as well. But then you can put it on evergreen so people can buy it all the time. You can set up your funnels and you can plan your next live launch and other things, right? This is just the beginning. And yeah, so that wraps up your roadmap. Don't forget to sign up for my upcoming masterclass at susannereiker.com/masterclass, happening November 16th. And I'm also opening up enrollment for the Launchpad this week. This is an online program where I guide you through this step-by-step plan. And you also get the strategies behind every single step, templates, Canva layouts, copy swipe files, for example, for your launch emails, really everything you need to create and launch your first online course. Like we have a tech vault, you get step-by-step video trainings for everything. It's all in there to make your life as easy as possible. Plus, in this special round, we are going to have weekly live calls with me and a private Facebook group for support. So you'll have me holding your hand all the way because I really want to see you succeed. I want you to launch your course this January or at a later time if that works better for you. And I want you to help your students get results. So you're helping your students live a better life. I'm helping you get there. That's my goal, right? So get in touch when you have any questions for me. DM me on Instagram or send me an email to hello@susannereiker.com. I would love to hear from you. And then I'm going to talk to you again next week. Bye for now. Have a great week. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.